looking at Psalm 108 this morning, and I want to go to verse 6, because in this verse, the psalmist says what he wants. And in the King James, it says, that thy beloved may be delivered, save with thy right hand, and answer me. And from the Message, it says, and for the sake of the one you love so much, reach down and help me, answer me. David is the writer of this psalm, and what he's saying, God, I need your help. Please answer me. But before he says this, before he asks for the help, he tells God where he's at and what he believes. I'm always looking for the answer to why God said that David was a man after his own heart. I'm always looking for the keys. It's a key of the kingdom. Yes. To know why God says what he says in the word, because if he says it, he means it. If he says it and we follow it, we benefit.
That's right.
And he gets the glory, and the kingdom is strengthened and flourishes. So let's go back up to verse 1 and let's see what he states before he asks for help. He says, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. Because thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above the earth. Wow! What is he saying? He's saying, God, my heart is fixed on you. You have me. I'm yours. I'm steadfastly yours. And then he says, and God, not only that, I believe in your glory, and I'm going to sing about it, and I'm going to talk about it, and I'm going to rouse myself. I'm saying to myself, awake, self, and do this. So he's putting his whole trust in God. That is a significant key of the kingdom, folks. When we need something or want something, don't ask first, but instead tell God where you are, where you're standing, and who you're believing in. I'm not believing in myself to accomplish something. I'm not believing in myself to be able to walk the Christian walk. I'm believing in you, God. I fix my heart on you, and you will make it happen through me. I'm putting my trust in you. I believe you to carry out what's in my heart and my desires toward you and my desires for the kingdom of God. I'm trusting you. I can't do it on my own, but my heart is fixed on you. Let's see how it reads from the Message Bible. A David prayer. I'm ready, God, so ready. Ready from head to toe. Ready to sing. Ready to raise a God song. Wake, soul. Wake, lute. Wake up, you sleepyhead son. I'm thanking you, God, out in the streets, singing your praises in town and country. The deeper your love, the higher it goes. Every cloud's a flag to your faithfulness. Soar high in the skies, O God. Cover the whole earth with your glory. Amen. Let's stand and let's say it from the Message as we go into our worship, and we're starting our first song is, I got the keys of the kingdom. Amen. This is one of them. A David prayer. I'm ready, God. So ready. Ready from head to toe. Ready to sing. Ready to raise a God song. Wake, soul. Wake, lute. Wake up, you sleepyhead son. I'm thanking you, God, out in the streets, singing your praises in town and country.
The deeper your love, the higher it goes. Every cloud's a flag to your faithfulness. Soar high in the skies, O God. Cover the whole earth with your glory. Amen.